From LD Entertainment comes The Miracle Season.
Without their star player, West Volleyball suffered another defeat.
After the tragic death of volleyball star Caroline Found, West High School's remaining team players must work together in hope of winning the state championship.
I told you to win for a line. If we want to show how much we miss her, we should just play with joy.
Based on the inspiring true story.
Time to take him down.
The Miracle Season. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. Now playing. More information is available at miracleseason.movie.
This podcast is a production of the Ultimate Christian Podcast Network. Do you want a more intimate walk with God? Are you tired of trying to hear God and hearing only silence? Each week, your host, Felice Skirwitz, is prepared to inspire you and equip you on your journey towards deepening your relationship with God. Listen, hear, and follow the Lord's will in your life, and you will be blessed.
Everyone, this is Felice Skirwitz and another episode of A Few Minutes with God podcast. This is episode 35, and today I am going to discuss, did Jesus rise from the dead? Yes, I know. Why am I talking about this on this podcast? And believe me, this is not the episode I had selected, or this topic anyway, that I was planning to podcast about. But recently, I just happened to run across some blog posts and also some things in the media. And to me, it's very upsetting that we're still questioning this fact today. And maybe it shouldn't be. It's just a sign of the times, isn't it? I want to give a shout out to our sponsor, LD Entertainment, and our featured movie, The Miracle Season. If you have a chance to catch this in theaters, please do. And I highly recommend it. And I am planning on buying the DVD when it comes out this year. Why is it that people still don't believe that Jesus was the Son of God and rose from the dead? As C.S. Lewis says, Jesus was either a liar, a lunatic, or the Lord. Which is it? In this podcast, we're going to explore what over 2,000 years of history say, and I know you already know my opinion that, of course, I believe that Jesus rose from the dead. You can find the show notes at A Few Minutes with God Podcast. com. Look for episode 35, Jesus Rose from the Dead. What a mess our world is in when we still have people who claim that Jesus did not do what he said he would do. John 2, 18 through 20 says, "The Jews then said to him, 'What sign do you show us as your authority for doing these things?' And Jesus answered them, 'Destroy this temple in 3 days and I will raise it up.' The Jews then said, 'It took 46 years to build this temple, and will you raise it up in 3 days?'" What was Jesus referring to here? He was referring to himself, and I'm sure there's some, much more deep exegesis that you can go through online and look for some reliable sources talking about that scripture. But Jesus told us that he would die and rise again. And if this was not true, why does the Bible depict so many who saw him afterwards and who later died for him? Even if you don't believe the Bible is indeed factual, there are so many Christians, even today, my friends, in countries all over the world, that are dying today for their Christian faith, those who will not deny God. And, it makes me think of the story that I once heard about the Lord and how he's always there for us, and he will always be there for us, and he's the one with open arms, and we're the ones who turn our backs on him. If we deny God in life, he will not be opening the gates of heaven for us. I can guarantee you that. Christian followers today still believe, over 2,000 years after he lived and died, that he rose from the dead. Today, all over the world, we know there are martyrs for the faith, and no one gives up their life for an illusion. Obviously, God does what he says. Faith is based upon things that are believed and unseen. it's amazing that we can attack all things Christian today and get away with it. If we tried to, you know, not be open and understanding and inclusive of the the things that are pushed today, we are called bigots. But no one calls out these people and calls them, you know, names, because that's not the Christian way, is it? What we are told to do is to pray for these people. In my search, I came up with a really cool spreadsheet on a website that I'm going to give you the link to in the show notes again. That's a few minutes with godpodcast.com. Look for Jesus Rose from the Dead, and it's episode 35. It's called factsandfaith.com, and it's a spreadsheet, a chart that has the scripture references as well as the people who were eyewitnesses to the Lord, you know, seeing God after he rose from the dead. Of course, one of the most read scriptures is Matthew 28, 1 through 10, the two women who saw Jesus on Sunday morning, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary, thought to be the mother of James. Then they went back to the tomb because they wanted to use some of the precious oils that they had on Jesus's body. And when they went back, they found that the tomb was open, the guards were gone, and Jesus was there. But they didn't know him. They didn't recognize him. But in fact, they thought he was a gardener, and they asked if he knew where their Lord was. Read that scripture. It's amazing. Jesus appeared to his disciples. He appeared to the two men on the road to Emmaus, and on. Some say it's hallucination, you know, but really, all those people, remember Thomas, he didn't believe and said he wouldn't until he had touched the wounds of Jesus, and he did. I believe, and I've been blessed with, you know, my faith, and I'm thankful for that. I am thankful every day that I have been given the gift of faith, because, friends, it is a gift. Faith is a belief in things that are unseen. And faith is a funny thing. For some, it is a given. For others, it's a hard pill to swallow. Why does this matter? Because showing that Jesus did not rise from the dead, the entire premise of the Christian faith, that Jesus died for us, for our sins, so that we could be justified by his grace, an unfathomable mercy. If we can deny this, then what? Well, if people feel this need to make Christianity go away so that they can feel free to do what they want, well, news alert, Christianity isn't going anywhere. Believers are here to stay, and not the lukewarm ones, you know, the people that go to church and cut you off in the parking lot. I'm talking about the ones, I'm not talking about the ones who, you know, just go to church on occasion. I'm talking about the Christians who will not go away, the ones who pray in church, the daily communicants all over the world, those who join prayer chains outside of abortion clinics, those who volunteer in homeless shelters, those who put their faith in action. They are not going away. And why do they do these things? Is it because they're good people? Because they like doing things that are hard? No, it is because they believe that this is what the Lord wants them to do, that this is what Christ would do if he was here. Faith is more than just attending church, although we should. It's more than saying your prayers, and we should do that as well. Faith is an actionable item. What would you die for Christ? Would you die if your life was threatened? In order to save it, you'd have to abandon your faith? I remember telling kids in classes I taught at church, I would give them an example of evil and good. And one of the ways I would give them an example of evil is I would say to them, if Satan walked in today with flames shooting out of him and his red robe and a pitchfork, and he would say in this gravelly voice, "Follow me," would you follow him? And everyone would kind of laugh and say, "No, of course not." No, they wouldn't. Of course not. Because why? Because he shows his true self. But if he's insidious, if he puts doubt in our minds, if he makes us think that, well, what if you're following this Jesus and he never really did what he said? What if he never really rose from the dead and you're living your life doing all of these things you don't want to do? Because you know, Christianity is restrictive. Christianity is not restrictive. Christianity is freeing. Christianity brings real joy, real love into those who embrace the Lord. The other example I would give the kids is I would give them, and this is teenagers, I would give them the example that, you know, has happened in real life where, you know, people may be praying in an area where they weren't allowed to hold church services. And there were armed guards that said you could leave if you deny your faith. If you say you're an atheist, you can walk out. If you deny God, what would you do? And there would be all kinds of discussion, and it's easy to say, well, of course I would stand up for my faith. And I would be shot down right then. And maybe for the first one, but can you imagine sitting there and watching people be killed for their faith? But that's what happens. Those who truly love and embrace God will follow him even to death. That's how we know that God lived, died, was buried, and rose on the third day because of people like that. And hopefully that is us, my friends. I love the movie God's Not Dead, the first one where the young man's faith is challenged by an atheistic professor. He loses the support of his girlfriend, his family, and yet is conflicted that God is not dead. He is very much alive, and he needs to stand up for his belief in a way that challenges modern day convention. He's conflicted because he has lost the love and support of those that mean so much to him, but he knows deep down in his heart that he cannot deny God. That, in the nutshell, is the world in which we live, a world that tells us that Jesus did not rise from the dead, a world that points fingers at Christians and accuses them of mental imbalance if they hear God. How, my friends, does that happen? How is, you know, evil called good and good called evil? It happens because we're silent. Well, I'm not silent anymore, and I pray that all of you rise to the challenges God asks you. Maybe it is to one person in line at the grocery store who notices the cross around your neck. Maybe you're like my son who doesn't like to talk about his faith but does the sign of the cross on his forehead before he goes up to bat, even though most of the people in the stands are unbelievers or various denominations of Christian. Whatever that is, however you are called, I ask that you stand up for Christ because he lived, he died, he was buried, he rose on the third day. I believe it. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for life. I thank you for your life, death, and resurrection. I thank you for taking on the burden of my sins. I thank you for coming for the salvation of all mankind. I say yes to you, Lord. I say yes in belief that you died and rose and are here with me now. I pray for those who are listening to this broadcast that you infill all of them with the power of your mercy and your Holy Spirit, so that we may go on and spread the good news and live lives according to your most perfect will. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thanks for listening to the podcast, A Few Minutes with God. Please visit Felice on our website, afewminuteswithgod.com, and your podcast page on afewminuteswithgodpodcast.com. There you will find the show notes for today's episode. This podcast is a production of the Ultimate Christian Podcast Network.